Jai Gurudev. This is the speech given by Dr. R.K. on the 8th of March 2008 as a part of the online classes. The guidelines to translate and propagate the Krantidharmi Sahitya are given in this speech. The description about our main goal of spreading the message of Pujya Gurudev, which will ultimately lead to the thought revolution and thereby the birth of the new era man, is also explained. Dr. R.K. continues the discussion on better decision making, citing the type of questions that need to be put to the head and the heart to arrive at an appropriate decision. Jai Gurudev.
Again, I repeat that the only goal for which we are all working together since so many lives, especially and now under the guidance of Pujya Gurudev, is having two slogans: 21st century, the advent of bright future, Irvayata Shatabdi Ujjwal Bhavishyat, and then Vichara Kranti Abhiyan, the thought revolution. I told you that these 3 years are the crucial period when the new era man is going to take birth in us. You understand what I am telling? A new era man is not going to be born elsewhere. How can he be? If you can't become a new era man, nobody else can. So that is the confidence which you should have, that within these 3 years, the new era man are the Prajna Putra of Sri Gurudev, the Chaitya Purusha of Sri Aurobindo, which is also known as the Supramental Descent, and the Masters of the Theosophical Society will be born in us, just as an engineer is born after 5 years of studying, a doctor is born after 5 years of studying medicine. Similarly, within these 3 years, we are trying to spread the message of Paramapujya Gurudev in such a way that maximum number of Prajnaputra, wisdom students, are born. Is this clear to all? You are to be a part of that. You have to become the Prajnaputra. You have to become the Chaitya Purusha. You have to conquer the Vijnanamaya Kosha. And all this means the same thing. I am not telling about different things, but I am saying about the same consciousness which has been depicted by different people by different names. Aurobindo said it as Chaitya Purusha. Ramana Maharshi said it, know yourself. And of course, our Gurudev was very, very clear when he said about Prajna and Shraddha. So this birth is the real revolution, the thought revolution, the revolution in your thoughts. A student revolutionizes his thoughts to become an engineer. A medical student revolutionizes his thoughts to become a doctor. And we revolutionize ourselves. We bring a revolution in ourselves. A dvijatva, a twice born, a born again, so that we can become an example to the coming generations and to humanity. This we have to achieve in 3 years. For this target, I have asked all of you to concentrate on the 20 books of Parampujya Gurudev. In the translation into English and Telugu, that is your role. All of you, those who are hearing it and those who are going to hear about it through you, all of you come together. It is the togetherness that is what Gayatri Mantra insists. Dhiyo yo naha prachodayat. Together we work. Together we go to the appointed goal. The togetherness, if it is not there, all these lectures are a waste. So somehow all of you not only should be together, but you see that all new members are also joined together. And the target, the 20 books of Parampoojya Gurudev's Kranti Dharmi Sahitya, to be done in Telugu by 1st April and into English also as much as possible by that time. This is our goal. How we achieve it is the miracle which we will perform if you do as I say. You don't think how it is going to happen. I am asking you to form separate goals, separate zones, separate groups. Each one of you take a book, form your own translators, get it together, club it together and send it to me. 20 groups, if you can form, from today itself you can start the translation. And if each group has 5 people, the translation will be over within a week. All of you got the logic of this program? All of you got the logic of this program? So do that. It is not just accepting that is important, it is doing that is important. That is what I said, the practical question. Can any one of you give me the practical question again? The whole practical question. I will use my head by asking myself a practical question, and I consult my heart by asking myself a private question. Now, all of you follow this carefully. The practical question deals with the situation in which you are, the paristhiti, the environment, the atmosphere, the people that are around you. That is what the practical question makes you influence. It makes you influence the situation. And can anyone give me the whole practical question which talks about the need, options and thinking completely? And then I will tell you the heart question. The most important thing is that you should be very attentive, not only what I am talking about, but you should also be very clear, and you should read, discuss and hear what I am speaking in these lectures. So I am not going to tell you when you can do it and how to make people understand Kranti Dharma Sahitya, because what I am trying to do is to make you fit to understand first your goals. I am trying to make you fit to understand your goals. And now, I don't know whether you are recording what I am saying or not. Every day lecture is specifically oriented towards a particular goal. I want all of you to hear it again and again. And I have told you what is my goals. The first goal is for the group, telling about the translations. It is not saying everybody can hear all lectures. It is your duty to say that they hear. You have to force people to hear it. That is revolution. A Kranti doesn't mean that anyone who wants to hear will hear. I'm not shouting, don't worry, I'm not angry. But you people are not able to understand that revolution means forcing others to hear you first and then follow you. Got the point? Revolution is first making people to hear you and then convince them that you are right. Then make sure that they follow you. Remember this always. So, don't think that people will just by themselves will hear what we are talking about. We have to force them to hear first, then convince them, and then make them follow. These are the three steps which we have to do. For this, the 20 books of Gurudev were wonderfully written, and wonderfully there is a convincing logic, and you can be sure that if you present it to anybody in the world, he will follow you. That is why those 20 books, Pujya Gurudev said, are the essence of the entire revolutionary science. That is what I am going to tell you in these web classes. So first we have to see that the 20 books come in Telugu and English. And you have to make it fast. A revolution doesn't wait for time. It creates time. It makes time. It creates time. It makes time. Creates and makes. These words you remember. You have to create your own time and you have to make your own time so that by 1st April we can get the 20 books printed in Telugu and if possible in English also. But first I will concentrate on the Telugu versions. I have already started the 3rd volume and another book. And by tomorrow, I think I will finish these 3 books in Telugu and see that it goes to the printer. So I am doing my best. Now I am going to give you... the heart aspect of the question. First part was the head part, which I want to discuss again, but today as I am feeling a bit weak, I will just give you the essence of the heart part. Does my decision show I am honest with myself? I am honest with myself. Trust my intuition. 3, deserve better. Now these 3 parts of the heart question, you have to understand with the 4 thoughts that Guruji has given us: Imandari, Samajhdari, Zimmedari, Jimmedari, Bahaduri. The new era man's character is based on these 4 characteristics: Imandari, that is Nijayati, sincerity. Samajhdari, ingita jnanam, common sense. Zimmedari, responsibility. Bahaduri, courage, dhairyam. And therefore, we as the new era people must be sincere in our efforts. What is the first effort that I am trying to tell you? Is to do the 20 books in English and tell you. The next is, do I trust my intuition? Do you people think that you are going to do this with your abilities? Or do you think it is Pujya Gurudev's power which will do all these things? This is what I mean by Samajhdari. So when I say that you have to finish these translations by 1st April, your Samajhdari says, your common sense says that you can't do it. But another Samajhdari, what I call it as intuition. Trust my intuition. Do you trust your intuition? All of you are following what I am trying to tell you. If you trust your intuition, you know that Pujya Gurudev has already done the work. Today I want you to send that Kalanemi Madbano to all of our people. Got the point? Kalanemi Madbano to all our people, and you people read it and then understand what I am trying to convey to you is, you trust your intuition that when Pujya Gurudev says that you are able to do this, you can do this. Before 1st April, we have to finish these 20 books. I trust my intuition. I, as RK, trust my intuition. Do you people trust your intuition? Those who trust your intuition say, all of you trust your intuitions? Yeah, therefore, it should be possible for us to have the English and Telugu translations by that time, within these 15 or 20 days. But we deserve better. Do our decision make us better? Are you able to rope in more people? Are you able to convince more people? Are you able to gather more people? Are you able to get more friends, more colleagues, more cooperators? That is what is meant by deserving better. If you have one, you should become two. If you are two, you should become four. So anyway, this is what we mean by we deserve better. We have a bigger group. So the question of the heart, does my decision show I am honest with myself, trust my intuition and deserve better? This is what I wanted to convey today. But tomorrow I will go deeper into these details. Jai Gurudev.